This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty, and joining us right now to start things out, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was started under Judeo-Christian values. Now, the Democrats wrapped up the convention last night. We found out where Hunter was, right?
Yep, exactly.
Was on video. He made a cameo appearance, a rare appearance, making some comments for the DNC, along with his sister. They did a back and forth on their dad and this, that, and the other. Talked about their brother, Bo, which, you know, there's a lot of emotion in this, and they're talking about the family members that Joe had that he lost, starting with his wife in a car accident, and then, of course, with his son. But he said, and this was a quote that kind of stuck with me, "This is our moment. I'm going to lead America from the darkness into the daylight." Really? What kind of darkness are we in right now?
Yeah, I was mystified by that, Captain. I guess
doom and gloom on their part, because everything they've been saying is doom and gloom.
Well, sure, yeah. So Joe is the light, you know, and he did say that this president, President Trump, had cloaked the United States in darkness. And so they're using these kinds of imagery, these kinds of words, to try to set a tone for a speech that tries to go beyond the simple saying of, "I'm not Donald Trump, so please vote for me," because that's really what they've got. They don't have a whole lot more than that. But, of course, if Joe's going to lead us into the light, I'm curious, why hasn't the Democrat Party been the light? Why have they been so divisive? Why have they been so opposed? In other words, they haven't stopped since the November of 2016. They haven't accepted any of the election. And so, really, now they're the light? I mean, that's kind of interesting to me.
And why did they not say anything about the extreme violence in the streets in the Democratic-run states and cities?
Bingo. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Captain, because that is exactly right. Why hasn't every prominent Democrat who's made speeches, and certainly now the nominee, Joe Biden, why hasn't he said, "I call for a complete cessation of all violence, burning down of buildings, dragging people out of their vehicles and beating them, all these things. This has got to stop. This is thuggery, and we don't accept it as a nation. That's how we start moving to the light, by the way.
Yeah.
And so that's right. They have been silent on that. And in his speech, Joe Biden said that he thought silence was complicity. And so this is a prime example of that.
Well, he promised a healing presence in his speech, but then again, how can you heal anything if you don't talk about what the problem is?
Well, precisely. But, of course, practically, they have seen that this that these problems have been, they think, helping them to get rid of Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. But in reality, though, it's having the reverse effect. And people see that and they say, wait a minute, Trump can handle this, Biden can't.
Well, what we didn't hear was Joe Biden promised to create an economy that worked for the middle-class Americans. He never did. Instead, Biden's left-wing policies led to the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression when Obama was president. Joe Biden promised to create strong wage growth for growers who were left behind. He never did. Instead, Biden's failed policies led to 8 years of stagnant wages for blue-collar Americans. Biden also promised to lower health care and prescription drug costs. Obviously, he never did. Instead, Biden oversaw skyrocketing premiums and promised pharmaceutical executives he wouldn't touch drug costs in exchange for their support for Obamacare. And finally, Biden voted for NAFTA, killing American jobs. Then he promised to renegotiate it, and he never did. Instead, Biden allowed NAFTA to continue ripping apart working-class communities while doubling down on more failed trade deals, like the job-killing Trans-Pacific Partnership, all of which Donald Trump corrected, and look what happened. The best economy this country's had in I don't know how many years until we had the pandemic strike.
Exactly right. And that's precisely why they have to constantly trash the economy pre-COVID. They have to trash anything that President Trump did in terms of deregulation, cutting taxes, and other policies that helped to create the environment where the rising tide lifted all the boats. They can't stand that.
Yeah, and by the way, just to remind all the military folks out there and anybody that's lost a loved one since the war on terror started, Biden promised to get tough on terrorists. He never did. Instead, Biden opposed the raid to kill Osama bin Laden. Fact, folks. He also allowed ISIS to spread across the Middle East. Fact, folks, and did nothing as the Iranian terrorist Qassem Soleimani plotted to kill American soldiers with impunity. Fact, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that is 100% drug-free. I've been taking it religiously for 4 years because of the arthritis that I have, and this definitely works for me, and it'll work for you. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort and goes right to the source of the pain. It also helps support healthy joints and muscles. And for a limited time, you can have the 3-week quick start that gets it all started for $19.95, the 3-week quick start. Now, the way you do that is you go to my website. They gave me relieffactor.com/captain, or if you feel better calling on the phone, you can call them at 800-500-8384. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's how you're going to get that $19.95 3-week quick start price. Otherwise, they're going to charge you a lot more than that. So, there you go. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking during the break, and you brought up an interesting point.
Well, yes, I think that the Biden speech, of course, that he gave earlier this evening or yesterday evening, basically, he was able to get through the speech fairly well. However, he was pretty focused on the teleprompter, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Wallace made a comment, if I recall correctly, it was Mike Wallace saying that basically Joe Biden had blown a hole in Donald Trump's notion that that Biden is not doing well in the sense of his capacities and so forth. And I'm not so sure about that, only because Biden was in a highly controlled environment.
Yep.
He's used to doing that at home, with the looking into a camera and talking. Things are very, very different out on the campaign trail on the stump. And so it remains to be seen whether America is going to really buy that, because we've seen these polls that say a lot of people think something is going on with Joe Biden. And again, it's a very sad thing. We take no joy in that. It is a very different convention, to be sure.
Well, when he was walking with his wife coming up the hallway, you know, out of that controlled environment, walking up between the posts so he could walk straight to where he was going outside on the podium out there to wave at the people that were in the parking lot, which that was another strange thing, but that's okay. We'll get into that in a minute. He had that look like as if it was just like a strange look, like she was leading him and he was kind of tagging along.
Yes, exactly. And again, it's that sort of feeling like, okay, you know, where am I supposed to go now? Or where am I going? What am I supposed to be doing? Sort of similar to when he came on stage with Kamala Harris the night before, where he said, what now?
Yeah.
This kind of thing. All that going along, I still think that obviously, again, highly controlled environment. Now, America will be watching this, but they're also, Captain, they're watching, and they're going to demand, I think, that they see Joe Biden and Donald Trump square off mano a mano, if you will, on the debate stage.
Now, there isn't the enthusiasm for Joe Biden. I just don't see it still. Even with the people in the parking lot, people on the roofs of their cars and tooting their horns and this, that, and the other, I didn't see a lot of enthusiasm jumping around and all that sort of stuff that you see. It was kind of like, well, here we are. There you are. You know, we'll give you a little clap, a little flag wave, this, that, and the other. But you know what the most exciting thing was about the whole convention?
What was that?
When everybody stopped talking at the very end and the fireworks went off.
And everybody loves fireworks. That was
the most exciting thing of the whole 4-day adventure. And that's pretty pathetic when that's what the excitement was.
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to be, you know, too flip here, but I've watched telethons in the past that are just more exciting than this.
Yeah.
I'm really quite puzzled at the boringness of the whole thing. You would think that they would have had something that had a lot more energy. Yeah.
And the doom and gloom that these people painted for 4 days, the doom and the gloom, they're not in touch with the reality. I realize they're trying to paint a picture that, well, this president doesn't know what he's doing, Donald Trump, and he's led us down the path. Hey, we were doing pretty damn good before all this stuff started with the pandemic. And by the way, the people that authorized and said we need to shut the country down and all that stuff, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the CDC and all those folks, those people were all appointed by Barack Obama.
No kidding. No
Hello?
Kidding. And you mentioned, Captain, the idea of the doom and gloom. Well, during his speech, Joe Biden talked about the idea that it's hard to have hope right now. Well, yeah, you're not kidding, Joe Biden, because people are worried about their income, maintaining their home, paying their rent, paying their mortgage, and the Democrats will not, under any circumstances, it seems at this point, get that other stimulus package out. They are banking on the pain, Captain.
I know, and anybody listening to this program and anybody paying attention to what's going on in America, I know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would usher socialism into our country from day one when they got elected and took control with open arms, making it clear that our president, Donald Trump, is the only clear choice to keep America, America. Because they keep talking about, and again, this is the fundamental transformation of America. I mean, I can't explain it any other way.
No, well, you're absolutely right. In fact, the president who spoke in Scranton yesterday.
Oh, he was in Biden's home yard, or backyard.
Backyard, exactly. And he did talk about this idea that this election is between, as he described it, the American dream, and then over here you've got this sort of insanity going on, chaos, and all the things that we're seeing on our television screens. This is the choice.
Yep.
It really, truly is.
And the thing about it in Pennsylvania, especially up there in Joe's backyard, the union people are not with Joe Biden. They're with Donald Trump because Donald Trump has given them their jobs back, their industry back. They're doing very well, even with the pandemic. They've still been able to keep doing what they're doing. By the way, did you see the brand spanking new shiny Peterbilt truck sitting there?
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah,
yeah, well, how do you think those trucks came from Kansas and wound up in Scranton, Pennsylvania?
How's that?
Because of the economic turnaround of the trend put forth by Donald Trump when he was encouraging companies to expand their operations into other parts of the country. Part of it was right there in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Pennsylvania used to make Mack trucks in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They moved everything to California, but now I think California, they're going to want to move back out of there, maybe back to another state. Well, who knows, they may go to Texas. But the whole point of all of this is for anybody that's been paying attention, the answer to the problems in America is not socialism, is not my way or the highway. It's an American thing. Now, they're trying to take us, take some of the phrases from Donald Trump, you know, it's an American thing, America first, this, that, and the other. That didn't come from them. That came from Donald Trump, and that's what he's been doing, and that's why we were so successful before the pandemic thing happened. And again, I say, and many of us know this, you know, China and this, that, and the other. Who was making lots of money off China? It wasn't Barack Obama. It was Joe Biden. And the Bidens, again, I will point out to the audience, they officially are the most corrupt family in the political scenario in America. They've made billions of dollars since Joe Biden's been in politics, the five members of the Biden family.
No, exactly. And I got to tell you, if the same thing was applicable to the Trump family, intrepid reporters at the New York Times would be saying things like, they're compromised. Trump is compromised. He can't go up against Beijing and all these kinds of things. But yet here we have this with the nominee for the Democrat Party.
And did anybody other than me forget that Donald Trump does not take his salary that he gets paid? He gives it to charity?
That's right. That's exactly what he does.
Yeah, so, you know, you think Biden's going to give his salary to charity?
I doubt it.
You bet.
I would doubt
you
it.
You bet. Now, Johns Hopkins, which is, of course, the university and the hospital and all that, their experts are sharing why they think or who they think should get the virus vaccine first. They're already acting like as if we're going to have a virus vaccine here in the not-too-distant future, which seems to be somewhat obvious.
Well, right. Exactly. You know, obviously, you know, we're going to look to try to get this vaccine, I'm sure, to the most vulnerable, first of all, and then also people who are on the front lines, obviously, as well.
By the way, did you see Bloomberg with the fly land on his nose?
I didn't.
That was hilarious.
I was actually listening to his speech. But I'm glad that you brought up Bloomberg because he talked about how, you know, tax cuts that he got, you know, he really should never have gotten for people like him, as he said. So my question for Michael Bloomberg, who spent a heck of a lot of money to get those delegates from American Samoa, and that's all he got, but did he, would he be willing to give back all that money so Joe Biden can build all this great stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And oh, by the way, I got to tell you, we got two storm systems headed into the Gulf of Mexico, and wait till I tell you what could be in store for the folks in the Gulf states. Keep your eyes on the skies.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, assuming the mantle of a party standard bearer more than 30 years after his first presidential run.
It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Biden's speech in Delaware came on the fourth and last day of the Democratic National Convention that was unlike any party gathering in history. Forced to scrap in-person events amid the coronavirus pandemic, the convention was carried out virtually with a slew of speeches and performances over the course of the nights. The Republican National Convention is next week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, and your local Geico office is part of a tradition. That's because Geico, G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, and all you have to do is go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and put in your zip code, and you will get either information directly from Geico and their folks at the website, or they'll give you the information to be able to reach out to one of their agents. Either way, you can do it. Now, I would suggest that you check and see if you could save some money on your car or your truck insurance. So then again, you might have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, whatever it is you're using, they can help you save money. And if you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance too, you'll save even more money, which is what I did. I have my homeowner's policy and my car insurance together, which lowers my rate significantly. And because I'm a safe driver, there it is, knock on wood, because I'm a safe driver, I get another 10% discount every year that I remain a safe driver. So that's really important stuff. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a situation brewing, folks, for the Gulf of Mexico, Florida to Texas, between the weekend and the early part of next week, where we could have two tropical storms and or hurricanes at the same time in the Gulf of Mexico, and I will explain. Right now we have Tropical Depression number 13, which is coming down the slot because tropical storm conditions are possible across portions of the northern Leeward Islands and the Virgin Islands in Puerto Rico Friday night and Saturday. And tropical storm watches have been issued for some of these of those islands, plus also heavy rainfalls likely across the area beginning late Friday, which could cause mudslides and flash and urban flooding through Sunday. Now, we have an affiliate in that area. That's why we're mentioning this. And the details of the long-range track and intensity forecasts are more uncertain than usual since the system could move over portions of the Greater Antilles this weekend. However, this system could also bring storm surge, rainfall, and wind impacts to portions of Hispaniola, Cuba, the Bahamas, and Florida this weekend and early next week. So, folks, you need to pay attention to this. This storm probably will have a name by tomorrow at this time, if not later today. Now, there is a second storm, Kyle. It's Tropical Depression number 14. That one is further west right now. Tropical Depression 14 is expected to strengthen over the northwestern Caribbean Sea through Saturday and is likely to produce tropical storm force winds and heavy rainfall over portions of the coasts of Nicaragua and Honduras, including the Bay Islands, beginning tonight through Friday. The system could be near or at hurricane strength when it reaches the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico late Saturday, and watches will be required for that portion of those areas sometime tonight to let everybody know. Now, the system is also expected to move into the south-central Gulf of Mexico as a tropical storm on Sunday. However, some strengthening is anticipated when it moves northwestward over the western Gulf of Mexico into next week. Now, these two storms, currently tropical depressions 13 and 14, Kyle, will be in the Gulf approximately 100 to 150 miles away from each other.
Yeah, that is unprecedented. It really is, yeah.
Yeah. Now, everybody needs to pay, especially in Florida, everybody needs to pay close attention to tropical depression 13. Again, our listeners that are listening to us in the Caribbean on AM 1000, you need to pay close attention to this because this is going to be almost on top of you here in the next 24 hours. It's moving along at about 22 miles an hour, so it's moving fairly quickly. But by the time it gets to Florida, it looks like it will be a Category 1 hurricane.
Exactly right. And as you've said in the past, Captain, you know, that warm water is so that's the explosive part of this whole thing.
Well, 90-degree temperatures in the Gulf right now and the Straits of Florida, and that's like dumping gasoline onto a fire, so that's what happens. It'll intensify, and I would suspect it could, if nothing's there to abate it, I would expect we could see a pretty good-sized storm coming in going up the west side of Florida because this cone of uncertainty covers all of Florida, but it looks like it's going to be just off the coastline of Florida. In the Gulf, going up with the right side of the storm, being from Naples all the way up to Ocala and all the islands up through there, the big bay area and whatnot. So that could make life real interesting between about Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. It looks like that's when things can get really weird. All right, now the U.S. yesterday formally demanded the U.N. restore sanctions on Iran with the snapback sanctions. I don't know where that's going, Kyle, but let's see if the U.N. has stomach to do that.
Well, that's right. You know, there's going to be, a lot of pushback, shall we say, on the snapback. However, I think that the Americans are making a good case here to show that the Iranian regime has violated all these different parts of the deal. They continue to go forward, and this is the one chance, and perhaps really is the one chance that we have in order to make sure that they don't strengthen, that they don't continue to be able to threaten their neighbors the way that they have, simply by the building up of Iran. That in and of itself is likely enough to show us that the historic peace deal that was just broken by the Trump administration might be the last for quite a long time. But if we continue to weaken the Iranian regime, we'll see a lot better results in the Middle East. And the Middle East, the Arab states in the Middle East, most of them, I think, know this and understand this.
Now, John Brennan today gets questioned by U.S. Attorney Durham. I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Well, sure, exactly. And again, these are the things, and as we talked about the other night, you know, the Durham has already been doing a lot of this.
He's already got all the documents that he's got. He's already got the answers to the questions that he's going to answer, waiting to hear what Durham, what Brennan has to say.
Well, right. So isn't this an interesting turning of the tables here? You remember what we heard about in these different cases, especially with Lieutenant General Flynn, the idea that they try to catch you in something, you know, this kind of thing. We'll see what Brennan says, how that goes. Obviously it's going to be, as you said, to be a fly on the wall would be quite something.
Now, yesterday there was something really, really, really interesting that happened. Have you ever heard of a group called We Build the Wall?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Now that was a disabled veteran, a double amputee, who was part of this, and it was a great idea. I can remember when he had all the advertisements and all that stuff. They raised $25 million to build the wall. The only problem is they only actually got parts to take 3 miles of the wall and build it. And the wall, the quality of it wasn't all that good because apparently they skimped on the material they needed and all that stuff. Plus, there was a lot of nickel and diamond going on with the contractors and the material they were buying. And Steve Bannon and three others were arrested. One of them was a suspect right here in our backyard in Sarasota, Florida, Andrew Bondolato, who a lot of people probably know down there in Sarasota. He's been in political circles and whatnot, amongst other things. But this is big, big, big news because of the defrauding that was going on and what it is that they allegedly did.
Well, that's right. And Steve Bannon, of course, and by the way, the president, President Trump's been sort of distancing himself from Bannon in light of the indictments. But the way it goes is this, is that they were had advertised or basically represented to the donors that all of the money was going to go to build the wall. And that none of it was going to go in for private purposes or be funneled to anybody else. And that's where these indictments are. They're saying that wasn't the case at all, but they did profit from this. And of course, as you mentioned, you know, they were using a vet and so forth and that, tugs at people's heartstrings and their emotions. Now there's alleged fraud going on with this. Steve Bannon, a very high-profile catch in this.
Well, the veteran covertly took for his personal use more than $350,000 in funds that donors had given to We Build the Wall, this is allegedly, while Bannon, through a nonprofit organization under his control, received over $1 million from We Build the Wall for personal expenses. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, right, and they do that by using fake invoices,
yep,
and stuff like that.
Yep. All right, well, that's where we're at, folks, and there'll be more about that because Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about it at length. We'll be right back with more Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Kyle's going to be here with us, so don't go anywhere. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this is where we start talking about the highways and byways out there for all the truckers that are out there tonight and for all the people that need to know about the weather and the fires and the smoke and everything else that's going on, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, if you pull into a pilot or Flying J and you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and you heard me mention the Flying J there, they will give you a free cup of coffee. And if you happen to be a member of the Drivers Club and have one of those insulated cups, one of the big cups, you can make it a cold drink or a hot drink, whichever works for you. So there you go. Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, find out why they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And here we go.
And realize
land. Let's set aside our differences and make America great again.
All right, that's my buddy Bobby Palermo, and we haven't heard that in a while, so that's from Bobby Palermo. He's doing well, by the way. He's back doing something in the area, a supper club somewhere or another. I have to figure out where it is. All right, let me bring Kyle into the picture here. So, Kyle, here's what I'm going to do. Read the weather statement here. Another Pacific front will produce gusty winds and elevated fire weather threats across the interior northwest and portions of the Great Basin. Meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions continue for portions of Wyoming. Now, we've got Tropical Depression 13, which is going to be forecast to become a tropical storm coming down what we call the slot prior to passing near Puerto Rico and the United States Virgin Islands, where we have people listening to us on the radio right now, AM 1000. You folks will see it late Friday, tonight, and Saturday. That'll bring you heavy rain, flash floodings, and mudslides will be possible. Then that storm will be looming come Sunday and Monday right off the west coast of Florida and is scheduled to make a right turn and possibly go right up the coastline of Florida, which puts places like Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota, Tampa, Newport Richey, all right there where the storm would be out in the Gulf, not very far away, and we'd be on the right side. And that's the worst place to be in a hurricane, and that's what this is supposed to be, a Category 1 hurricane. So, Kyle, you take it from there.
Well, Captain, we're going to start tonight in the state of Montana. We have up in the northeastern corner of the state of Montana, we've got, of course, a fire weather warning up there. We have the possibility of some thunderstorms as well in the area, severe thunderstorms at that. Winds could get up to 50 miles an hour. Lightning can spark new fires or fires in and of themselves, of course. And if you're traveling along Highway 94, this would be northeast of Billings. That's where you want to be aware of these fire weather warnings and possible severe thunderstorms. As we head down into Wyoming, we do have a fire weather watch covering about the lower part of the southwestern part of that state. And over in Idaho, we've got air quality alerts. Now, we're going to follow this all the way from areas like Idaho Falls, Pocatello, over to Twin Falls. A lot of this is smoke that's actually coming in from these California fires. Now, they do have some local fires as well that have been sparked there, and these are fires like the Rock Springs fire. Also, they're fighting a fire called the Black Pine fire. That would be along Highway 84, just north of the Utah border if you're in Idaho. And as we travel on through Nevada, dense smoke advisory over almost the entire state of, at least the northern half, I should say.
Yeah, I-80 from Reno all the way over to the Utah line, dense smoke advisory.
Exactly. All this is coming out of California, these major fires that are burning up in northern California, so you have to be careful there. All, as the captain just said, Reno and Carson City area and so forth, even as you travel up 395, it looks like you're still going to be in that dense smoke advisory north of Reno and south of Reno as well. Air quality alert all through the central part of California, and of course, we'll get to the fires here specifically in just a moment. But down in Phoenix, we've got Maricopa County. We've got flood advisories, Captain.
Yeah.
We've got heavy rain. We've got temps going up to about 104, even so. And this is along Highway 10, of course, if you're traveling through Arizona. You're also looking, I'm just now seeing this pop, looks like a dust storm advisory, and that is going to be a little south of Phoenix, southeast of Phoenix, a little closer to the border there. But over in Southern California, of course, we continue with excessive heat. We've got also excessive humidity as well. I can tell you that firsthand. But the fires, Captain, that are going on right now in California, right now there are more than 10,000 firefighters that are on the front lines. 3,000 of those just got here in the last 24 hours. And this is quite interesting. The Cal Fire spokesman, Dan Olson, said that they're very concerned about people that are trying to create civilian fire brigades to fight the fire themselves. They're trying to organize through social media.
Yeah.
And the Cal Fire spokesman, Dan Olson, says the dangers to their own lives outweigh anything they can.
Yeah, because they don't have the equipment.
Exactly. He said they're putting their lives in jeopardy, so this is something that we want to get out there as well. But, of course, there's been thousands of people evacuated, over 50,000 at least of people evacuated in different parts of Napa, Sonoma County, San Mateo, and so forth, Solano County. And so these fires are really raging. They're burning hundreds of thousands of acres, and, of course, the smoke is very dense. And there's a little containment, very little containment at this hour.
And, of course, going over east into Texas, we have some poor air quality conditions again in the Metroplex of Texas and down there around Houston towards Gallatin, the same thing. We're starting to see now some of the bands of rain associated with these two tropical depressions coming towards coming up through the slot. I'm seeing the warnings here just outside Puerto Rico, some of the outer bands. I'm also seeing some weather down in the Florida Keys. We've got a system down in there tonight with some storms that have been coming through, bands of rain up from the Mexican Yucatan Peninsula. And again, this is all related to what's coming with the two tropical depressions. And then one other little thing up in northwestern Wisconsin and northeastern Minnesota, we've got some unsettled weather conditions up there for what could be some rain as well. And that's about it. Now, Kyle, we'll go back and finish out the hour of what we were talking about here. Again, I want to go back to John Brennan, because this is very important and is probably going to be underreported, because the Democrats don't want you to know that John Brennan is about to be taken to school by the U.S. Attorney Durham on this stuff pertaining to the FISA warrants and all that sort of stuff. Again, we've had an FBI attorney who pled guilty to the charges of fraudulently changing the paperwork. And he just didn't do that on his own, I don't believe. Do you?
No, I don't. And this is one of those things, and it is probably one of the first dominoes and or describe it as the tip of the iceberg, if you will.
Yeah.
Because you're right. This doesn't just happen on its own. And, of course, Captain, you know, there's so much animosity, it seems, coming from Brennan as well over these last few years about the Trump administration and so on and so forth. So this will be a very interesting investigation.
Yeah, and I'll be very curious to find out the end of the day what's going on here with all of this stuff. And here comes the music, so hold on, Kyle. Folks, we are coming back after the top of the hour news with more, and we're going to be leading it off with AOC, because AOC has upset Nancy Pelosi with something that she did. And by the way, Bernie Sanders is upset, too, over something that's going on. And Nancy Pelosi made a statement that only the Queen of Sheba could make. Wait till we tell you about all these things. This is amazing. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now.
We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.